Welcome to the John Lyon Podcast, episode 81. Sorry, it's been like 4.5 months since I've done an episode. You'll find out on the episode why I haven't done one. Anyway, we talk all about why the heck life is crazy right now and how we're supposed to be at Disneyland. So, hope you guys enjoy the episode. And as I say on the podcast, more episodes are going to be coming. I'm not going to do the whole one episode being an interview, one being a random topic. I'm just going to go with whatever's on my mind so I can start getting back in the habit of doing this podcast. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hope everyone's staying put, wearing the mask when they go out, and social distancing. Wash your hands. And yeah, enjoy the episode. Peace. First time in like 5 months. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm good.
Well, everybody, it's been like 5 months. What day is it today? Today is April 28th. For anyone listening to this in the future, this is during lockdown. It's not been very strict here in Utah, but this is during the whole COVID-19 pandemic, if anyone just stumbles upon this episode. But the last episode I had recorded or released was December 13th. So it's December, January, January, February, February, March, March, April. So 4 months, almost
wow.
5 months.
Yeah.
So I think so, if anyone follows my Instagram on the John Lyon Podcast, what happened was is the last episode I recorded was probably the – so it says the last episode I released was December 13th. And then we actually recorded one like – middle, like a little farther into December. It was Dallin, Phil, and myself, and we recorded a Star Wars Rise of Skywalker review, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad after the episode was done, and I always save the session. Well, this time I forgot to save it, and my daughter walked in, and she would have been like 18 months at the time, and she just started pushing buttons on the laptop. Well, I exited out of the session without saving anything. And so she actually deleted Phil's track. So the whole episode was unusable. So then that happened. And there's a lot of other stuff that's happened. But before we jump into that, if you hear any weird sounds, it's because my niece and nephew are watching Thor upstairs. They've been, we all did this whole quarantine thing and they've been out of school. So they've been doing tons of movie marathons. What other movies have they done? They did Indiana Jones.
The Harry Potter
series. Harry Potter. They did Dark Knight trilogy.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. And they didn't get to do Star Wars, but they started the
They didn't
Marvel...
want to do Star Wars.
Yeah, they started
They thought it was lame.
Yeah, they started the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so they're on Thor right now. So if you hear any, like,
a while.
I don't think you'll hear it, but just in case, the bass upstairs on the subwoofers is pretty deep.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here's a fun fact before we jump into what the heck's been going on with our lives the last couple months. So, the majority of Icelanders either believe in elves or are unwilling to rule out their existence.
Huh. I might believe in elves, too.
What kind of elves are we talking about? We're talking about ones that help Santa? We're talking about the Keebler elves who make us cookies?
Yeah, if you don't believe, you don't receive. I believe in elves.
That's a weird saying.
What do you mean?
If you don't believe, you don't receive? I guess I've heard it before.
Yeah,
it just
you've
sounds
heard it before.
Kind of sexual.
Oh my gosh.
Also, we might have to pause the podcast or just one of us get up and one of us will just start rambling because our daughter, who's now almost two, we have the baby monitor on and she's sleeping in the other room and she's tossing and turning, but we're just trying to wait for her to fall asleep. But anyway, such is life. So yeah, the reason why there hasn't been an episode in forever.
It's because we decided to be hippies.
Pretty much.
We're
so
hippie or so, gypsies.
Yeah, so what happened was is we already told you about the episode getting deleted on accident. That would have been released like the end of December. And then in the beginning of January, in the middle of January, I quit my job I'd been at for 6 months. There was a job I was at before for like 6.5 years, and I tried out this new job, and I just was not happy. Like, I'd come home devastated. I'd come home breaking down, and Jessica didn't know what to do because she'd never seen me in that state, and I just was not happy. And so she had been doing some travel agency stuff on the side because you quit. When did you quit the hotel world?
I was officially done in November.
So she quit the. I was staying home with our daughter, working from home before I got this new job. And then Jessica, she started with this travel agency called Expedia Cruise Ship Centers.
Yeah.
There's actually a storefront up the street from where we live.
And I was rocking it. I was doing pretty good.
Yeah. And then I was off and on, like, didn't know what I wanted to do. I've already have a bachelor's degree in communication, which I know is a very broad, not marketable degree sometimes, as much as, like, a business degree. And then for about all of... Well, we got the freaking flu in January.
Yeah.
For like 10 days.
That was awful.
Like the regular flu, not the stomach flu.
Or not the COVID-19.
Well, yeah, we didn't get that because we didn't get like pneumonia or anything after that. But it took us like 10 days total for me, you, and our daughter to all recover.
It was rough. So then depressing,
I was applying for jobs, wasn't getting anywhere. I got a few interviews, didn't get anything, and I was just like hating life. I was just not happy at all whatsoever. So that's pretty much why January, nothing happened as far as the podcast. And then... let me move this mouse. I don't unrecord this. And then in February, same thing. Like I just was trying to apply for jobs and then I kind of fumbled. I guess I mulled over the idea of also being a travel agent with Jess, but then I got freaked out cause it's straight commission because travel agents, you only get paid once the trip happens cause it's free to use a travel agent or a travel consultant. It's the vendors that pay you, like the cruise line or the airline.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then that was most of February. And I think towards the end of February, I finally decided that I was going to be a travel consultant with Jess. We were both going to be on this adventurous life for
and
our
travel.
Family and travel
we
a ton.
Had some trips planned even.
Yeah. So that's what this whole episode's about. We're right now currently supposed to be at Disneyland.
Yep. That was the trip we had planned.
Effing
for
sucks.
Right now.
So, anyway, I'm still doing the online training. I luckily have some friends that had some side hustle jobs. So, if anyone's like wanting to text me or message me afterwards, like, dude, do you like not have any income right now?
We're okay.
We're okay now. We had a lot of money saved up, and that's kind of why we wanted to take this risk. I just was kind of, because I wasn't getting any interviews or not that many in the interviews I was getting. I wasn't getting any like offers, even though I was doing it the right way, the smarter way to find jobs, which is to apply to places where you have friends that already work there. I got interviews way quicker. So if anyone, once this all clears up, always try to find people that you know that work there, because 9 times out of 10, you'll get interviews way quicker than you would if you were just to wait in the cesspool of applications. So why else am I bringing this up? Oh, so for right now, I'm just working at a warehouse at my friend's job, and then Jessica's just staying home with our daughter, and then we're both...
I wash dishes every morning at 6 a.m. for a neighbor.
Yeah, and she makes $15
every day. $15 every day. It is worth it. I have over $1,100 saved.
Yeah, so then, and then we have quite a bit of money saved, and that's why we kind of felt like this was a risk we were willing to take, because we live in my brother's basement. We have very low rent. We have very little expenses as far. We have zero credit card debt. So we've kind of like, we're both in our 30s. I didn't want to get stuck in a corporate job that I hated. That's why I quit that job. I didn't want to be at a desk job that just, I felt like was sucking my soul out. Like there's got to be a fine line. I've been trying to find it. I'm not the first person to ask this question, but I'm also probably not the last of, is there a way to provide for your family, but also able to like have some sort of job satisfaction at the same time?
Yeah, I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to find it. It's just the whole world just went to crap.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's traveling right now.
That's why I brought it up. Literally a week before this all, because it was already kind of happening in December and January.
We didn't think that it was going to be what it is now.
Because it was only around, like, not in the United States.
Yeah.
Literally a week before I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to be a travel consultant. I'm going to go all in on this.
Yeah.
Start my online training. And a week later, this all outbreaks and we go on lockdown, cruises shut down, everything shuts down.
Yeah.
I still feel really good about it, though. So that means maybe...
We're still going to make it happen and
people
will travel again. I mean,
rich people always travel no matter what happens.
And I feel like even more so people are going to travel. People have been stuck at home, locked, you know, that they can't go out and do stuff. All their plans have been canceled. I think once things open back up, people are going to go travel, and they're going to travel, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And we also kind of wanted to change up the culture of our family. Like, we both come from families that didn't travel that much, maybe because they both had six kids. Yeah. But we don't plan on having a lot of kids. We also like to travel. We like for Jessica worked in the hotel world for 10 years, and so we've used her discounts for our entire marriage.
We've been to plenty of places.
Like we go to Disneyland all the time and then stay down the street for like $50 a night. So there's a lot of perks that come from being a travel consultant. Like Jessica, once you get like registered, like she's Disney certified. So like once a year you get a free Disney park ticket.
Yeah.
And then you also get half off on like Disney resorts.
Yeah, it's great. Awesome discounts for myself. And then for other people too, I help them find the best value.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I do get good deals for different things.
Yeah, and so we figured most people save up money to go on trips.
Right.
So if we could make money at the same time of having crazy discounted trips for ourselves, because anytime as a travel consultant you're like become registered in like Princess Cruises or Royal Caribbean or whatever it is, they give you incentives of, hey, if you book people through us three times, we'll give you a free cruise. Like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of like our vision of what our life is going to be like over the next year or so, trying to make this happen. And then doing side hustle stuff on the same, on like the side, but our life seems stressful, but ever since ever since we made this decision,
it's been fine.
I felt like a lot of peace. Like,
even
though it doesn't make sense, like how it's going to happen, or like we have more of a clear vision of what we want. Whereas in January and February, like life was hell because we were so stressed out of what we wanted. So anyway, we're supposed to be at Disneyland right now.
I knew what I wanted. I knew you were going to do this for a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I told you.
Well, you got
you
talking
that.
To the mic.
I am.
Okay, you're good. You were like talking to the side.
No, I wasn't. I was talking to the mic. No, I told you for a while, hey, you should just do this with me and we'll do a good job.
Yeah. So we have ideas. Now, this is very premature. We don't want to like get ahead of ourselves, but we've even had ideas. Like Jessica already has her own Instagram for her like travel thing.
Yeah, I don't really use it though.
Yeah, so what we're thinking of is
we'll have a joint one.
And then because I've been podcasting for a couple of years now, which I should have way more episodes. This is only episode 81.
Well, when you take a 4-month break.
I know. Well, even after our daughter was born, I used to do weekly podcasts after she was born.
It's hard.
Almost
sometimes
2 years
to
ago.
Schedule them.
It went to like a couple times a month. Anyway, we're planning on possibly starting a podcast all about travel. It'd be about our experiences, about the best ways to plan a trip.
Yeah, bring people on who've been to different places.
Yeah.
And give like just give all the really good details of different places to travel.
Yeah,
I think it'd be beneficial.
The way that the history, if you, in a nutshell, a lot of people don't know. I still talk to people today. A lot of people don't know that travel consultants are still a thing. Because Jessica was explaining to me when she first started with the Expedia Cruise Ship Centers was that back in 2008 when the recession happened and the market tanked, a lot of people stopped traveling, obviously. So travel agents kind of went out of business for the most part. And then after the economy started to recover, the internet at the same time and social media was blowing up. And so what happened was is people were like, oh, I can just plan these trips on my own. But then over the years, people have gotten so overwhelmed with how much information is online. So
and people are busy too.
Yeah.
People don't want to spend the time to plan this trip when they're working and they've got, you know, kids have soccer and all these different activities. I mean, kids are overloaded these days and people are so busy that people don't want to plan their trips. They just want it to happen.
Yeah. So then basically the reason why travel consultants have made a comeback is because there was so much information. The analogy that was explained to her was the information online and traveling and planning a trip is like a library, and the travel consultants are like librarians who help you navigate it. Jessica is going to have to go help our daughter real quick, so I'm just going to keep rambling.
Don't talk Disney without me.
I won't talk Disney, don't worry. Anyway, so yeah, this podcast going forward, I'm just to be more consistent, I think I finally decided I'm not going to do the, well, we can't because everyone's kind of on lockdown, or as best as you can be, I can't just have random people coming in my brother's house to do like podcasts because of germs and all the other stuff. So my plan is I used to have the whole, if you're a regular listener, it used to be one episode was a random topic like this, and then the next episode was an interview of the What It's Like to Be series. I think going forward, for the next foreseeable future. Unless there's somebody in close proximity that comes in the house often that we don't worry about the whole COVID and Corona and stuff, I'm just going to do random topics and get back on the wagon. So hopefully you guys will hear from me a lot more often. And then maybe when I get back into the swing of things, it'll be back to the whole, here's some interview podcasts and here's some regular topics. One sec, let me turn the baby monitor down. The music's back on. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, the last interview was back in December. I interviewed my friend about what it was like to grow up on an Indian reservation. So you can always go back and listen to those episodes. Yeah, so, I mean, this podcast, I'm still planning on doing it, but, I mean, maybe if we get more focused on the travel podcast, if that ever does become a thing, then this maybe might have to take a back seat. Maybe I can do both. I don't know. What else has been going on in my life? If anyone ever wants to hear this, you guys probably end up skipping this part of the podcast. Yeah, so we were supposed to be at Disneyland. We'll go into that a little bit because that's basically what the whole episode is going to be about. I don't know. I don't really watch the news, so I don't really care to keep up on a lot of the crap that's going on. The training for travel consulting is going well. I'm excited to learn a lot more about cruises. That's basically what Expedia Cruise Ship Center like focuses on. But they do everything. Like we can still plan resort travel, like going on vacations to Hawaii, wherever it is. It doesn't have to be just cruises, but Expedia Cruise Ship, they focus and they are bread and butter is cruise ships. I've never been on a cruise, so I would definitely like to get on one. Actually, before this all broke, like a week or two before this all broke out, Jessica's boss actually hit her up and said, "Hey, was it Princess Cruises?" Jessica's back.
No, it was Royal. Was it Princess?
I think it was Princess.
It was Royal Caribbean.
It was Royal Caribbean hit their store up and said, "Hey, we have like a bunch of vacant spots open for the cruise."
Yeah.
And would you like to go on one for free? And all we would have had to pay for was docking fees.
Port fees,
and then maybe a plane ticket out there.
Yeah.
So it still would have cost us a couple hundred dollars, but we wouldn't have had to pay for the cruise.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
So we're looking forward to doing that stuff. And I also didn't know this until Jessica started doing this, is that there are straight up sometimes cruises that no one on there, there's like no one on there but travel consultants. Yeah. And the reason why the cruise lines do that is because they want to show off their product. Because it is a business.
Yeah, and they want us to be knowledgeable about it so that we can help other people to be able to experience it.
Yeah, and there is perks of being a travel consultant as far as like the more things you sell or the more packages you include. Obviously, your commission is going to be bigger. But I still think at the end of the day, the reason why these cruise lines and other things do that for travel agents is because they just overall want them to be knowledgeable about like what is involved as far as what's offered.
And they want them to use their product. So when I have someone comes in and say, "Hey, you know, I really want to go on a cruise, you know, hey, I just went on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and let me tell you about it, it was awesome." You know, that's going to be the first thing in my mind because I just went on one. So. Yeah,
or I just went on an Alaskan cruise or whatever. I was telling people while you left that Expedia cruise ships, like, we can plan any kind of trip.
Oh, yeah. It's
but not just cruises. But they're bread and butter, and the thing they try to focus on is cruises.
Well, I'm going to be honest. It's because booking a cruise is easy.
Yeah.
You know, building someone else's vacation, building an itinerary is a lot more difficult because a cruise, their itinerary is already pre-built.
Yeah, all you have to do is get them there and then get them back.
Exactly. Whereas building an itinerary for a different type of trip is just a little more, it takes more time. So I can see why they do focus on the cruises. But yeah, we could do everything. And I've priced out so many things and I was booking and I was actually doing really well.
Yeah,
and
you haven't gotten paid yet, but you were going to start getting paid.
Yeah, I will be. The cruise lines have been really awesome during this time. They're still actually honoring my commissions, even though all people's cruises have been canceled. So I'm still going to get paid, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy that they would actually offer that in the time that we're in.
Yeah, it's nice.
So hopefully this all bounces back soon. Hopefully we don't have the weird crap I've been hearing lately of like it's going to die down during the summer, and then we're going to have a second wave hit us in the fall and the winter.
Knows,
a lot of people will die.
It's crazy.
Unprecedented times, as everyone says.
Yeah, I'm just grateful to be in Utah because, I mean, I just feel like Utah has their stuff together.
Yeah, they do, but there's people who are still stupid who aren't social distancing.
That's true, but
they're not wearing masks. Like, I try to do my part.
No,
I
don't know if I. We wear masks. We do have Disney masks. Thank you, Julie Lyon.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, you do your part. Do your social distancing. Keep you and your family safe, because we don't really know. You know
what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
So, yeah, because data I saw on a YouTube. He covered it. I don't know the website. You don't have to look it up. But as of like yesterday, there was like 3 million some odd people who've gotten the coronavirus
in the world.
About 250 some odd thousand, or a quarter of a million, who've died from it. And then there was about 900 some odd thousand people who've recovered from it. And then my buddy Dallin's like, yeah, and there's probably like, don't forget about like the 3 billion people who don't even think it exists.
There's so, also that.
Yeah.
You know, I go through waves. Some days I don't think it exists. Some days I do. It's just, there's so much information out there and so many opinions.
Yeah.
And it's easy to be persuaded either direction. So I don't know. I just would really like to go back to, going out and doing things.
Yeah, I saw. I've told you this many times, but I've told other people. But there's one YouTube comment that was hilarious a month ago that said, "Like my barometer for like normalcy is if Disneyland's open again."
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
So
speaking of which, yeah, we're supposed to be there right now.
So let's kind of set this up. So first off, I had told you last night that I kind of had a, I don't, maybe I have this feeling with every trip we go on, but like, because I don't feel like it happens until it happens. But
yeah,
when the beginning of this year started, like, I knew we had a big trip planned with Spencer and Kim and their kids, but like, it still didn't feel like it was happening. And maybe,
it's fair.
Maybe I'm just looking at it now, and I'm, of course, with my knowledge of the, oh man, I keep burping, sorry, of the pandemic, I think that like, oh, it always felt that way, but maybe I always had that feeling of, it doesn't feel like we're going every time I have a vacation. Anyway, so the reason why we wanted to go 2020 was because back in 2016 in September or October, It was October. You and I went with Spencer and Kim and their kids. And
we had a blast.
We had a blast. Like 3 days at Disney.
So much fun.
And Jess and I grew up in Southern California, but before 2016, I could probably count on two hands how many times I had been to Disneyland my entire life.
Yeah.
My parents didn't like going. It was too expensive for them. And six kids, that's a lot. Our daughter's sitting up, but we're just going to...
She's fine.
Keep watching her. She's not crying or anything. Actually, right. I turned the volume off.
I think
she
might be licking the bed.
She's licking the pack and play?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
She's fine.
So that kind of started off our Disneyland craze, because we did for 3 days. This is when the Fast Pass was still the paper system, the ticket system. And Jessica would like run around the park, like, you stay here and I'll go grab our Fast Passes.
I had it all planned out.
You did. And you got us on a ton of rides. We had a blast. 3 days. That was perfect. Fast forward a year. 2017 September, I graduated summer of 2017, and I was like, you know what, Jessica? I really want to freaking go back to Disneyland. I had a blast last year. I really want to go and celebrate for my graduation. This time we invited some of our friends, and that was Dallin, Ingrid,
Zariah,
and then
Ryan
Hansen met us there for a day or two. And then, but that was all who we went
with,
right?
Yeah, it was fun.
And that was an awesome trip. Now, we learned from the first trip with Spencer and Kim, because we did 3 days back to back and we were tired.
We were tired. So we had a rest day.
So this trip, we did a rest day in between.
Oh, Carrie and Nick met us.
So this is why I'm bringing it up. So we had a 3 day park hopper ticket and we had a rest day though. But the way a 3 day park hopper ticket works is you don't have to use all 3 days consecutively. You have like, what, 2 weeks to use them?
Yeah, so 14 days, yeah.
So we had a rest day on a Sunday, and my sister and her now husband, who live down there still, where we're from, they met us at Downtown Disney. We went out to lunch, and Down and Ingrid and Zariah had already planned on upgrading their ticket to an annual pass. Now, at the time, I thought annual passes, if you didn't live in California, were a waste of money, because if you live out of state, you have to not only get to the park to use the tickets, you got to pay for travel and gas and plane and all that stuff. So I wasn't going to do it. And then I was surprised that my sister and her husband, or I guess fiance at the time, were like, after we were done with lunch, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go get annual passes for the first time in our lives. And I was like, wait, what? Carrie, like, you're not like a huge Disney person. Like, you're going to get an annual pass? And then like at the same time, like Down and Inger were already at the booth on our day off. Like, they're upgrading their passes, or they already did. So they were going in the park. So they came back out and visited us. And then
we felt left out.
We felt left out, because if we had used our last day to go in the park with Carrie and Nick,
that would have been it.
That would have been it, even if it was just for a few hours. So what Disney let us do is, because we did not use the third day, they let us take the amount we had used on a three-day park hopper and put it towards the annual pass. I think we bought like the deluxe pass.
Yeah.
It's like $1,000 each. But
it was worth it.
It was worth it. Because this is the rationale. because I've become a Disney fanatic and a converted zealot for Disney. Whether you're in the park for an hour or if you're in the park all day, it still costs the same amount of money.
Right.
So once you get an annual pass, to get the value of that pass, you only have to step into the park like 3 or 4 times. Right?
3 or 4 more times.
3 or 4 more times.
Than what we already did. Yeah. Yeah. No, an annual pass has a good value if you're going to go several times throughout the year. Which we were like, fine, let's do it. We'll plan some more trips. So we did. And it was.
So we had a blast that last day, knowing that we could be in the park as long as we wanted. Yeah. That was the September of 2017. And then, so we had a whole year to make up those days.
Yeah. And we did. I took Allie's family. My sister's family.
In January of 2018, a couple months later.
Yeah, so I basically was their tour guide. I planned their whole day, and I led them around the park. And my brother-in-law, who doesn't like crowds, he doesn't like Disneyland, but really wanted to take his kids to have that experience, had the best time because of how organized I had it. And we went on everything. He didn't think that would be possible, but we did so much.
Yeah, because from the time we went with Spencer and came back in 2016 to even a year later in 2017 for my graduation trip, a new app had come out called the Max Pass.
Yeah.
At the time, it was $10 a day per person extra on your ticket. And
did you hear me? Now it's $15 per person?
I thought it was 20 now.
Did it go up to 20?
It might be 20. Anyway, it's either 15
last
or 20.
Time I mean, when I was planning this trip, it was only 15.
Yeah.
So
what you get, though, is that you can get all the fast pass. Instead of having to go around to every ride and like print out a fast pass for like a ticket booth, like a physical ticket, you can now all do that from your app, from your phone. It's super easy. Because when we went back,
it's amazing.
When we went back a year later for my graduation trip, you got us on like 12 rides within like the first couple hours.
Yeah, and it was insane.
There was no lines.
I mean, as opposed to having to go and run to, or, you know, skip. You can't run at Disneyland, but you can skip and frolic. That's fine. But so you're going to, like, say you really want to go on Space Mountain, so you go to Space Mountain. What if the fast passes have already run out for the day? You've wasted time walking over there. So having it in the palm of your hand, you can see which fast passes are available.
Yep.
And then you can choose those ones and get on more rides that way.
Yeah. Like,
it's awesome.
Plus, also what's included is... Before
the
photo pass is included with it, which is already in itself worth the value of $15 per day. Because
what that is, so if people don't know or aren't familiar with that, it's photo pass is like you see the photographers around the park taking pictures like in front of the castle
and the
attractions.
Yep, the
photos.
Rides.
You get all those free digital downloads on your phone
within like 10 minutes of them.
It is so worth it. I mean, that alone is worth it because
those used to be $20 a pop.
Well, if you were to purchase them, I think that they still are. Like, if you wanted a printout of them. But Disneyland has, you know, seen the vision that people don't like. They don't typically do that anymore.
Well, because we save all our phones on the cloud and photos, and we also save all our photos on a hard drive. Like,
yeah, it's just different now. And so I think that alone is worth it, just to have, you know, you can get everybody in your...
Yeah, because growing up, we would never pay for those pictures. Like, we would try to look at the screens, like, oh, it's a funny face I made. But, like, we would never, like, you'd forget about it because you didn't have it printed
out. It's nice. However, if, say you're going and you don't want to get a Max Pass and you don't want to do the photo thing, did you know cast members will actually, if you hand them your phone, they'll take a picture with your phone? Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, instead of doing it with their nice camera. Uh-huh.
So they will do that. So there's ways around it. But it's nice. Yeah, use their nice camera. And then you can even ask them for some Disney magic. And they'll add like Tinkerbell or fireworks or something into your pictures. Which is kind of fun.
There's so many photos over the last 4 years that I would have never gotten.
No.
Because I think even growing up with the family, like we might have picked one picture that turned out good like with the ride.
Do you know what my favorite picture of you is?
Which one?
When you're... all by yourself on Splash Mountain.
Okay. So wait, you're skipping ahead. So then,
sorry, I didn't know you were doing a timeline thing.
Yes. You know who I am. You've been married to me almost 8 years now.
No.
So the next trip was, so we got our annual passes or upgraded in September 2017. You went in January of 2018. And then we's like, oh, and then we got pregnant. That's what happened.
We
did.
I got pregnant.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Helped. I helped. So then
we helped.
Yeah. So we got that Disneyland trip in September. Uh-huh. We got pregnant.
Around
you
that
did.
Time.
And then we're like, oh crap! We just got annual passes. Yeah. Now we really have like only 8-9 months to get these things filled in. So we quickly planned a trip for February.
Yeah. But so this, I went in January by my, with my sister.
Which you already got the value by the time you went to January. Yeah.
And then
so
we went in February.
We went in February with, this time it was
Dallin. Dallin. Of course.
Did Inger come that time? No.
No, Phil and Holly.
Phil and Holly did. So yes. It was Phil Coleman, who's been on the podcast many times, and then his wife Holly, who I think it was her first time ever going to Disneyland.
Yeah. And then, if not, she hadn't been in years.
And then Kelsey Guerrero, visited us. She was pregnant. She's pregnant. The exact same
time.
Same as so.
Yeah, their baby was due. He was born the day before Eleanor.
Yeah. So at one night, you said her daughter's name.
You've said it before. It's fine.
I know. It's fine. No one listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I think we're okay. I think it's just family and friends anyway. Yeah. So we're okay. We're not big or famous, John.
Yeah. There was one day on that February trip because we were there for like 3 or 4 days. So after that February trip, we got the value of our pass.
Yeah.
So then there was one night though that where I think Phil and Holly were done. They were done for their trip because they only bought 2 day park hopper.
Yeah.
Me, Dallin, and Ryan Hansen like went on as many rides as we could, and then you and Kelsey like
went on to like Fantasyland.
Went to Fantasyland because you could go on those rides because you were like both.
Well, no, we had a multiple experience Fast Pass ticket.
So what that is on the phone, the Max Pass, if you have a slot picked out for like I'm supposed to go on Space Mountain between the hours of 2 and 4, if for some reason the ride closes temporarily or something happens, they'll give you what's called a multiple experience, which means you basically can go use that on any ride.
That's not true anymore.
Not anymore.
That's how it was at the time. And so we went on the Fantasyland rides, but because they're not equipped to scan.
Because they're very old rides.
They just said, oh, you know, why are you using it on this? Why are you using this on Pinocchio and Snow White? Like they thought we were dumb for using it on those rides.
Did you look at my belly? I'm like 6 months pregnant.
I know. So we're like, no, that's fine. We want to use on this ride. And he's like, okay. And so we used on Peter Pan. So and we went all the fantasy rides.
For
like
free,
Alice
basically.
And Wonderland. We just cut in front of the line for everything. Like, it was pretty cool.
Because they weren't scanning it every time.
Correct.
They're like, oh, you can just use on another one. And then they just kept letting you do that.
But now when that happens, Disneyland gives you a list of acceptable attractions that you can go on.
It's probably similar to like, because you were trying to go on Space Mountain, it's also going to give you like the only other rides you can go on are like the thrill rides. Is that what they...
Not necessarily, but they just didn't want everybody, like... and I think it changes, too.
It's just, like, a limited list of which rides. So it's still cool that they let you go use it on another ride. It just wasn't as free. It's probably because that's something that they let happen as the Max passes out for, like, a year.
Yeah, they've learned.
They've learned, and they've kind of tweaked it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then that was February, and then our daughter was born in June. And I was so opposed to freaking having newborns at Disneyland because I'm like, what the hell is the point? Because I've seen other people do it. And then because Jessica had been following these like Instagram people who give you all these tips and tricks on what it's like to take a baby. Well, we did one of our last trips was August of 2018. We had about a month before our pass expired. We went for 2 days.
Yeah.
And our daughter was 2 months at the time, but it was like still one of the easiest trips because we'd already mastered the park by then. And we knew going into it that because we had this freedom with no kids, like we got on any rides we wanted, we knew that going into this trip, it wouldn't be as free. But because we already mastered the park, like we knew how to like just chill if we needed to sometimes.
We didn't go as crazy just because we had Eleanor, but we like...
On some rides, like Carrie or my sister took care of our daughter for a ride or two while we went on like the thrill rides like Splash Mountain or something.
Yeah, we still
like
had a good time.
So that was... August of 2018, and then our passes expired.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were trying to go in 2019, and things weren't working out. And then our friends Kelsey and Travis just still live in California because they're lame, and they're the only ones who haven't moved up here, if you're listening to this. They have someone who they know who works there, and so we planned a quick trip. The only trip we planned all of 2019, we went down to California for a few days, and we went to Disneyland for one day. But we got one of us in for free, and then one of us had to pay. And both of our kids were a little over a year at that time, almost 18 months.
It was
a different experience, but it was a really good experience.
We went on a lot of stuff. We went on a lot of stuff at night.
Yeah, so then after they had to leave, I was like, crap, I want to go on some more rides.
Do we watch fireworks or we did something? No.
No, that was a different trip.
No, but we watched like a show or something.
Maybe.
Didn't we?
But they had to go, but we were like, no, we're the kind of people who are like...
They had to work the next day.
Yeah, we were like, we're on vacation, and every time we've gone to Disneyland over the last 4 years, we are pretty much open to close people.
And Ellie was doing awesome.
Yeah. So then what we did was Jessica watched our daughter for the rest of the night, and then we'd swap, like, who had her.
Baby rider switch.
I had the weirdest experience where I get up to Splash Mountain, which is my favorite ride. It's at nighttime, so most people don't like riding that night. At night anyways, because no one likes getting wet and being in, you know, the dark. Mm-hmm. So I get to the ride. I walk straight through the line. There's, like, no one there. It's a pretty long line, if anyone knows, if you've ever been there. And I get to the log, and they're like, all right, go there. You're the only one on here. I'm like, wait, what? Like, no one else is here? They're like, yeah, no one else is line. Like, we can't, like, unless you want to wait for people to join you. And I was like, do I have to sit in front? Because I don't like the sitting in front. I don't want to get all wet. They're like, you have to sit in lease row 1, 2, or 3. So I picked 3 because I'm a pansy. And it is the weirdest thing riding that ride at night by yourself because I get all antsy. I don't like dips or drops in rides, but like when you're going up the very last drop, like it's fun because you're with people so everyone can get nervous and excited. I had to do that by myself. But I have one of the greatest pictures of just me on the log screaming my butt off. Yeah, but I wouldn't have done that, you know. Or been able to do that unless, like, we had the Max Pass and other things like that. But, yeah, so the last time we went to Disneyland was October of last year, 2019, and that was impromptu. So we had this trip planned to do a three-day blowout trip again like we did in 2017.
Three-day. I was going to be going 4 days.
Yeah. Because you're a free ticket through your travel consultant. Yeah. But then we've had this big outbreak pandemic thing, and now a lot of people's plans other than ourselves have been canceled or postponed.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at right now. Bummer. I'm supposed to be eating a freaking beignet from the Jazz Kitchen at Downtown Disney right now.
I know, man.
Okay, wait. What day were we supposed to get there?
So we were going to get there Sunday of this week, and then we were going to do Downtown Disney. And the next, and we were just going to do 1 day, one park per day.
Oh, yeah. We didn't want to do a...
Park hoppers are great if you don't have little kids.
Yeah.
And if you're able to go from park to park and you don't mind putting mileage on your feet. But when you have young kids, honestly, it's just best to enjoy one park at a day.
We were going
to
do
And there is plenty to do at California Adventure now. If you didn't, you know, if you haven't been in a long time, like there is plenty to do, especially with kids.
Yeah. So we were going to do Monday, Disneyland.
Tuesday is actually going to be rest day.
Okay.
We're going to do like Downtown Disney and Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell's better in California. Most people, when they go back to their hometowns or their home states, they always have to hit the whole wall-in-the-wall places, which I always do. But I also have to hit up Taco Bell because it tastes better in California than it does here in Utah and other places.
That's what we're going to do today, like swim in the hotel pool. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, would have been California Adventure.
All day.
Thursday would have been Disneyland all day.
And then we would have been done.
Then Friday, you were going to fly home, and I was going to have a day with Eleanor, like a photo shoot day with Eleanor. We're just going to go and take pictures in cute outfits or something and just, like, chill. But
oh, wait. I forgot to tell them. Doesn't really matter, but I like to throw in the timeline. There was one time in 2018 before our daughter was born.
I happened to
be in California for a couple days, and I went by myself to get my pass, and then my brother was with us, so...
You split his ticket.
Me and my sister, who had annual passes, split his ticket. And he said he felt really weird because that had been 2 years since he'd been to Disneyland, but he didn't have his family with him. So he said he felt like he was cheating on his family because he was at Disneyland and they weren't. But yeah, so like I love that place so much, though, like the last couple of years that we've been there, that I obviously like going on the rides. I like seeing the parades, but I just love being in the park. Like I can just walk around and like get around going down Main Street. Like I just like being in the park.
Yeah.
So
you're so funny with your timeline. You got your timeline.
Yeah.
I have a list literally in front of me of different things. It just shows our personalities.
Yeah. So, for instance, this is a random tangent. I've been a journal keeper.
Uh-huh.
I've kept a journal every day since 2007 of March. So it's like been 12 years. And a couple weeks ago, I went down memory lane, and I was like in my journals for like 4 hours.
We really have to talk about this?
No. I'm just saying the kind of personality of that's why I like timelines. That's how I break up remembering things and categories and stuff of how my brain works.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was looking at my old journals from like 2009, 2010, 2011 for like 4 hours a couple weeks ago, and a lot of memories floating back to my mind. So anyway.
Well, can we talk about just Disneyland?
Sure.
What's my list? That's what I got in front of me.
All right. Well, what's your list?
I want to talk about like our favorite things there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Top three favorite foods. Like food places.
Before we bring that up.
Yeah.
The Max Pass, the app.
Well, no, you're going to get there because we're going to do three planning tips.
Oh, I was just going to let them know that
What's one of your planning tips?
Oh, well, I'm skipping that one then.
Okay.
So the Disney app.
John's planning tip, number one.
Well, no, I'm only bringing that up because it ties in with the food.
Oh.
Because the Disney app, which you can access your Max Pass and all the Fast Passes through that, like a year or so ago, the Disney Pass app lets you order food from your phone.
Mobile order. Yeah.
Mobile order. So, like, I could be on the other side of the park. I can order an ice cream off the Main Street ice cream parlor, which I freaking love.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I get there, I check in, I show them my order, and then they give me the ice cream. I didn't have to wait in line.
And you pay on your phone.
Yeah, if you have your card.
So, interesting with, you know, you just wonder when Disney's going to open back up. You know, there's all these rumors of, like, them doing like a soft opening maybe this year.
Or they might have to have some social distancing things like people wearing masks, which I would hate.
That would be awful.
Or like just the employees wear masks, which would look really weird in a magical place like that.
That would be weird. But you know what? I was thinking it's kind of nice. Like all their characters, they're already like quarantined like with masks. Yeah. Like they already, because they have like full on suits
on. For anyone who didn't know that, that's not actually Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint.
But, anyway, so they were talking about like no money exchanges and things like that, which is possible because they do have the mobile ordering now.
Yeah, so no debit cards, no cash.
That's what they were talking. That's what a rumor. So that's not official Disney. That's just like speculation.
Yeah,
but it'll just be interesting to see what they end up doing.
Yeah,
and
anyway, so that's why I bring up because you can now order food. Like the last time we were there in October with Kelsey and Travis, we split to where I went down the Adventureland lane and you guys were going around. I got some steak skewers from Bengal Barbecue right across the way from Indiana Jones, and by the time I got my food and walked out and met you guys in like Newtown Square, whatever it's called, is that what it's called, by like Pirates of the Caribbean,
New Orleans Square.
Newtown Square is a city in Pennsylvania. By the time, like, I literally had timed it perfectly. I ordered my food, picked
it
up,
quick.
And started walking. I met you guys, and I had my food, and I was eating it. Nice. So, anyway, that's why I bring up that app first before we bring up food.
Yeah. So, my top places to eat, not food, but just, like, places to eat there.
Uh-huh.
Number one is Bengal Barbecue.
Yes.
That is my number one. Their skewers are bomb.
So, they have, like, steak and chicken meat skewers.
Vegetable skewers are bomb. And let's talk about that Jungle Julep.
Jungle Julep is, like, this icy drink that, like...
It's got all these... fruit flavors.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so good.
They give you a thick straw.
Yeah, it's good. Second place is actually in downtown Disney. I love Earl's Sandwich.
Yeah, Earl's Sandwich is like this
little... It's so good.
It's not there anymore. AMC Theater's not there because they were going to do some remodeling and the Earl's Sandwich came back.
Yeah.
But over like the last couple of years, we discovered places like, hey, we really don't want to eat in the park. Let's take a break and let's go outside to downtown Disney, which I love that place too.
Yeah.
And we found Earl's Sandwich, which is like a sandwich place. They do hot subs.
They do pizzas.
They do like little mini pizzas. They do...
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Good variety and it's cheap.
Yeah. So it's we really like affordable. Going there.
Yeah, so I like that place. And then my third one, which you probably won't agree with this one, but I really like Flo's Diner in Cars Land.
At California Adventure.
The Cobb salad is so delicious.
And yeah, you lost me at salad.
Yeah. They also have a delicious breakfast that I have yet to try that I would like to one day. They have like this amazing French toast.
So,
but I do like Flo's Diner, and I do like it's because you got a burger. You never get a burger at Disneyland unless you're going to go to like Black Tap. But
Black Tap's the restaurant in downtown Disney, which is also like in Vegas and New York and stuff.
Disneyland burgers, they're not good.
No. Yeah, like the worst place to eat is the Critter Country, like on the corner.
Hungry Bear restaurant.
Yeah.
It is not good.
It's like cafeteria food.
Yeah, it's not
there good. Are some places that do taste like cafeteria food. I think it's the more kid areas because they know a lot of kids will eat it and they don't give a crap. I would say my favorite three places are Bengal Barbecue, like you.
Yeah.
There's this one taqueria place at downtown Disney.
Oh, that's good.
It's right next door to Jose Tortillas or Joe's Tortillas or something?
I think it's Joe's Tortillas.
And right next door is just a little taqueria. And you can get like burritos, tacos there.
Yeah, and it's pretty inexpensive as well.
Yeah, so that's outside the park. The Mexican restaurant right next to Rocky.
In the park.
In the park, right next to.
Rancho Zocalo.
Yeah, that's right next to.
That's good.
Frank, what's the name of the ride? Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain, yeah.
If they have like good enchiladas there, like some carne asada enchiladas, I wish they would give you more meat. But
yeah, that's good.
The whole thing too, if people are like, "Oh, I hate that how expensive it is," bringing that up with talking about food,
yeah,
because the churros are good, obviously. Gotta get some
churros. Like, is my number one.
I bought a monster there one time. It was $6 like, I agree with my brother. It's probably one of the best monsters I have ever had because it was also $6, so I had to like it. there's this cookie you can get at any freaking gas station, but for some reason I only get it at Disneyland. It's the Toll House ice cream sandwich cookie, but it just tastes better at Disneyland. It's because they freeze dry them. It's a lot colder.
Yeah. Yeah, my top three desserts, churro, beignets.
Oh, gosh. Okay, also, beignets in the park, shaped like Mickey, not as good as the beignets that are made at the Jazz Kitchen at Downtown Disney.
That is correct. However, the ones in the park, they do seasonal flavor. So last time we went, they were pumpkin beignets.
In October, yeah.
They were bomb.
Yeah.
So yeah, the ones that they do cook them better.
There's more dough too because they don't have to worry about the Mickey Mouse shape.
Yeah. And then my third choice would be ice cream at the Gibson Girl on Main Street.
Yeah, the ice cream parlor. Mm-hmm. It's just freaking Dreyer's ice cream. Again, I can get that at the grocery store, but it tastes better at Disneyland.
It's so good. They must have their own mix
blend
or something.
Got to get that cookie dough.
Yeah, all the food.
But for anyone who's planning a trip to Disneyland or going in the future, for us, the last couple trips over the last couple years we've gone is we've basically just saved extra cash and budgeted in to be like, this is going to be our money that we spend in the park.
Yeah.
It sucked growing up as a kid. Like, obviously, it was fun to be at Disneyland with the family, but we'd always be like, okay, let's go back to the car in the parking garage and have our sandwiches.
That's hilarious that you guys would do that.
Yeah.
You go to the parking garage. My parents would lease rent. I know. They would lease rent a locker.
No, my dad would
with a cooler, and we'd have these bomb sandwiches. We'd always eat at the same. I don't even know if it's still there. The little, I think it is.
Is it Downtown Disney?
No, it's, yeah, it's by Disney, but it's like almost at the entrance of Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's like this picnic area.
I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't know. I'm going to look next time we go. But that's where we always go to eat. So we leave the park and we go get our cooler.
Get your hand stamped.
Yeah, get our hand stamped. Get our cooler and then eat sandwiches and then go right back in. And then we'd always get at least a treat in the park.
Yeah, but we would maybe get a treat and that's it. But yeah.
But I mean, it's always good to bring your own snacks.
No, yeah,
park.
We usually
even now we always do.
We usually eat at the hotels for breakfast if we could find a hotel that provides free breakfast.
Yeah,
and then we would bring treats in the park like protein bars and sandwiches and things like that. We usually the last couple of years when we've gone, we've made it to where the money we saved extra was either for random treats or we'd always have dinner in the park.
Yeah.
We try to have our own lunches and our own breakfast like provided so we don't have to spend a lot of money. But to me, like we've gotten to the point where it's like, I know I'm going to be spending a lot of money in the park. Let's not have a bad attitude about how much everything's expensive. Right. Just save the extra money if you can. Budget for it. And just know that that money is going to souvenirs and treats. And if you do that, you will have a way better time because you've planned for it. And you just know that that's just part of the experience.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Disney has all the money on like all how much everything costs online. So you couldn't really budget and plan for it, which is really nice.
I did have it for the first time because I used to just get, when I started drinking soda again, I can only do like diet sodas. So last time, I think like 2018 when we went after our daughter was born, that's when I broke my soda kick for 3.5 years. I had soda, but I always get like bottled soda.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I tried the soda place on Main Street.
Was it good?
It was great Coke Zero, sort of the fact that California has stupid paper straws.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt
bring
like,
your own metal straw next time.
Yeah, I probably should. Because that paper straw, that. I felt like it was going to like dissolve my mouth.
That's hilarious.
So that's food.
I didn't put Dole Whip on here, even though I love Dole Whip.
Dole Whip's good, even though I don't care for pineapple or fruit.
So would you prefer, do you prefer just the Dole Whip ice cream, or do you like the float? I like the float.
I think I like the ice cream.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking forward to trying the new Tiki Lounge, Tiki Room, whatever it's called, because they have all these new flavors and stuff.
Oh, they have a float? They have like, flavors?
They have bunch of different stuff. They have like ice, acai bowls and a bunch of different
Oh, because they opened up the area and made a lot more seating area.
Yeah.
So, anyways. By the Jungle Cruise. What else you got on your list?
Your top three attractions.
Splash Mountain.
Three. Okay.
Big Thunder Mountain's bomb, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, Pirates of the Caribbean or Space Mountain. Pirates of the Caribbean's a classic. Oh, which by the way, I'm going to make fun of her right now. My sister got an annual pass at the same time we did, and for about a year she would go like all the time, and the only two rides she would ever go on is Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean because she's a pussy. I love you, Carrie. Anyway, so yeah, when you get an annual pass, use it more for than just two rides, but at the same time it's her preference, and the cool thing about having an annual pass is you can do that.
Yeah.
You can just go into the park and chill.
Yeah.
So.
My top three are, first one is Space Mountain.
It's your first one?
Uh-huh. Number two, I combined both parks.
Every time I go back
What?
To the trip. Oh, every time we go to Disneyland, it's been a year or so. Huh? Every time I go on Space Mountain for the first time, I realize how old I am. Because I get a little queasy, like when I first get off.
Yeah.
But then I get used to it.
Yeah, I can't go on it back to back. I could do it once, and then I need a break.
Yeah.
But I love Space Mountain. It's just so fun. The music, everything. And then two is Radiator Springs, the Cars ride.
Oh, yeah, Cars ride.
That is such a good ride. That Cars Land and that ride seriously has made California Adventure.
Yeah, it's like the best of both a thrill ride magic. And it has the storytelling of a Fantasyland ride.
Okay. The third one is Storybook Canals at night.
Really?
Yeah.
The little like mini models of all the places?
At night.
Yeah, during the daytime.
Those are my top three. Cool. I love it.
The daytime is not as good. At nighttime, it's a lot more magical.
I feel like that was a very well-rounded list.
Favorite ride is freaking Small World. I can go to Disneyland and skip that crap.
I kind of like it now. Because Eleanor liked it last time. And
it's a good place to get AC when it's hot outside.
That's true. So I kind of like it now. What?
I love Matterhorn.
Oh.
I think I like Matterhorn better. So I think it's...
You like Matterhorn better than what?
Big Thunder Mountain.
You do?
Yes. Especially the left route. The left route is better than the right route.
It's still just so rickety for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good, especially at night.
Yeah, I love the Matterhorn at night better. And then also Big Thunder Mountain at night.
Okay, top three experiences.
What do you mean experiences? Like parades?
So, yeah, so my top one is Fantasmic. I had decided I like that more than World of Color. World of Color second.
World of Color's great.
And then number three is the Animation Academy.
You know what my least favorite is?
What?
Frozen Broadway. That crap was stupid.
No, it's not.
Dude, I could have watched the movie.
No, it's good.
And I got weirded out.
Didn't make it to my top three list.
Got weirded out that Elsa was white and the Anna we had was black. Nothing wrong with that. Just throws me off a little bit. Anyway,
those are mine. Do you have?
World of Color's up there.
Yeah.
I didn't see it for years though, because when it came out, like I wasn't going to Disneyland, and I think the first time I saw it was on our honeymoon when we went in 2012.
Did we watch World of Color?
No, we didn't. You're right.
We did not. We only did Disneyland. We did not do California Adventure.
We didn't?
No.
Oh, you're right.
We did one
day
at Disneyland.
So the first time I ever saw World of Color was with Spencer and Kim.
Yeah. Spencer and Kim, on that trip. It's a good show. It's just, I've decided that Fantasmic is just so good. Because it has the water and it has like all the
animatronics and all the characters dancing and crap. Stuff.
So I do like that.
What else you got on your list?
Okay, so the top three planning tips. And so I'll do mine first.
I don't really have it. You're the freaking planner in our family. Jessica actually has itineraries like printed out when we do hotels and trips and everything.
So my number one tip is to stay in a hotel close by. Even if you're just going for one day, like stay in a hotel at least for one night.
Make a little experience out of
it. I recommend two nights because you can get there the day before and stay in a hotel. And then we always like to go to Downtown Disney to kind of set the mood.
Oh, yeah, the night before we go to the park. Yeah.
It is like Christmas. Like, it seriously, you eat dinner down there, you get the music.
You get beignets.
You get pumped to go to the park the next day. It is so fun. And then, you stay in your hotel that night, you do your park, and then the next day, you could leave, but it's kind of nice to be able to just go, because you're going to be exhausted. So it's good just to stay one more night and then go home the next day. But I recommend staying in a hotel. It really makes it really fun. I guess if you live down there, though, it's a little different, but still recommend the hotel experience. It's pretty cool. Tip number three is to tentatively plan your days.
Whoa, wait. I thought the hotel was tip number one.
Oh.
What's tip number two?
This is tip number two, sorry.
Okay.
This is to tentatively plan your day and plan where you're going to eat.
What do you mean plan out your day? Like plan out what rides you want to go on first?
So kind of what I would do, depending on who you're going with, ask them what their expectations are. Like what are their top two, top three attractions and things that they want to get done, they want to do.
Yeah, because if you've ever had a bad experience at Disneyland, I'd say from our experience, like we're not experts, but we've gone quite a bit of times over the last couple of years, I would personally say that you had a bad experience because it wasn't well organized and everyone had their own idea of what they wanted to get done and no one was communicating. So if you have an idea or a structure of like, okay, because what's the first ride we always go on every time we start off our Disneyland trip? Or
Peter Pan.
We always go to Fantasyland first, the first day.
Yeah.
The first day is always like the most important as far as like getting everything knocked out. Because if you're going to be there two more days, then you have more time to like relax and chill. But the first day of any of these trips we've gone on, it's always been kind of the same in Fantasyland, and we always hit first because you can get a lot of those rides taken out.
I like hitting Fantasyland first. Peter Pan, because who wants to wait 40? You're always going to wait 30 to 40 minutes no matter what.
For just Peter Pan?
You don't want to wait in Peter Pan when you're tired. It's the first thing.
Walking through the castle's magical in the beginning.
Yeah, it sets the tone too, right?
Yeah.
Of going on those rides, those dark rides. They're just classic. So tentatively plan your day, but you also have to be flexible. That's just the way it is because sometimes things shut down or, you know, you just don't get to do everything. So,
and it helps if you are going for multiple days because when rides do close down, you have the opportunity to get on that ride again. But if you're just doing a one day, you still need to plan for... And that's why there's so much information you can look up, like what... A lot of people probably know this, but what attractions are down right now for refurbishment. Like,
yeah, that's a good thing.
Make sure you look
that
stuff up before you go so you can set yourself to expectations. Because if your favorite ride's Splash Mountain and you get there and find out it's been closed and will be closed for the next 3 months, that sucks.
That does suck. Yeah, so... That's what I recommend. And then my last one, number three, is actually to use a travel agent. I'm not just saying that because I'm a travel agent.
Or at least use somebody who freaking knows the park.
Yes, exactly. So, but travel agents are nice because they will help you find the best value. It doesn't always necessarily mean the cheapest. Because when I'm going to quote someone Disneyland, like if the hotel and the ticket package, you know, and airfare and all that, you don't necessarily want to stay at the cheapest hotel because of the quality, right? So we want to find the best value. So a hotel that's, you know, depending on what's important for each person, right?
Yeah, because like free breakfast might be important to some people, or free parking, or
and finding
walking distance.
Yeah, so finding the value for each person is really important. So talk to a travel agent, talk about what you want. And then for me personally, when I'm booking a Disneyland trip for somebody, I'm helping them with all those components. But then once they do book with me, then I send them just extra tips about the park. And then I will actually even help them plan their itinerary if they would like to on the day of. Like, and I'll help them get their reservations if they want to dine at certain restaurants and, you know, things like that. So it's really beneficial. And you don't have to do it. It's kind of nice to have someone else do it for you. So... Those are my planning tips.
My tips are just like I've already brought the Disney app, have that anyways, and then the Max Pass, pay for it. It's freaking worth it. I don't know what other tips. I've already kind of interjected on some of yours. Like we always do Fantasyland first. Like plan out your day. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Disneyland app.
Yeah,
the digital, being able to see what rides you can get on, which ones are closed, and then also what the wait times are. If you're not able to use a fast pass at that time.
They're pretty good about them.
And then, just like being able to order food from your app on the go.
It's so nice. And then, so convenient.
Yeah. And then all the photos, like that's, I think now that you're bringing this up, the times in between our trips, anytime someone bring up Disneyland, the one thing I would always recommend is get Max Pass because that first time we used it, September 2017 trip, my graduation trip, that was a game changer.
It's crazy to me how many people don't use it.
Dude, I know. We were sitting in the park on a ride, and people don't even know about the Disneyland app, and they don't even know how the FastPass system works.
Yeah.
And then you feel bad for them, because when you've mastered the park, you feel like you have the good word.
Yeah.
And, like, you need to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, no one else, like, what? You can do this all from your phone? Like,
yeah, remember that girl on the train?
Yeah, that's why I remember. Was that the last trip we were just on?
No, it was, like, it was...
A trip or two before that? Yeah, but it's like, yeah, like, no, you can download this app. You can pay this on the Max Pass, and you can get fast passes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when they don't know that...
I would think people would know that now, because that's when it was still new.
Yeah, and everyone's going to go Disneyland for different reasons. Like, honestly, there are still very... I feel like I'm talking about video gaming, like the casual player versus the hardcore player. Like there are hardcore Disney people and then there are casual people. Some people just want to go in and be in the park and they don't care if they get on like every single ride.
That's fine.
But maybe there are those people who that is their perspective of like, whatever we get on is because that's all they know. That's but also they true. Could change their perspective and their experience if they knew about yeah. the Disneyland oh, Max Pass app.
I thought
and
of
stuff.
Another tip that's like crucial. You've got to get there early.
Yep.
Your mornings at Disney are you can get so much done, and it's like not crowded.
Because you can get behind. If anyone doesn't know how the FastPass system works, whether it's digital or printing physical ticket, mm-hmm. They don't ever say what the number is, but they only ever allot like. Let's say, there's only 100 tickets for the fast pass time slot of 2 to 4 p.m. If you don't get there early enough in the park, like I had that one day randomly where me, my brother, and my sister went to Disneyland because we were in California for like more than half a day, got there around like 1 or 2. Because we got there at 1 or 2, we couldn't get on a lot of rides or use fast passes because we've missed the windows right. because it gets ahead of you basically, and you can't really catch up. Yep.
And then it's also good to know which rides run out fastest. So those are the ones that you're going to prioritize right. and do first. So
Radiator Springs always runs out the fastest.
So yeah, California Adventure Radiator Springs, that one's going to be number one.
Usually the more popular rides and also the newest rides.
Yeah. Guardians, Toy Story, Mania, those ones are going to run out really quick. Space Mountain is usually. Now, we've been to Star Wars Land, but we haven't done the new ride, Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, we did the Millennium Falcon.
That's a whole other animal.
Yeah, which we were planning on going, obviously, this trip, because when we went back in October, Star Wars Land was open, but only the Millennium Falcon ride, Smuggler's Run, was open.
Yeah, we went. It was good. But I hear the Rise of the Resistance is amazing.
That's good.
But we, sadly, aren't on it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude, F the freaking coronavirus. So stupid. I talked to my friend Ingrid, and she was feeling like, at least in our little tight-knit group of friends, everyone who lived in Southern California and like moved up here, just from talking to her and who she'd been talking to, it felt like 2020 was like a big transition year for a lot of people. But, you can't really...
We're all stuck now.
From what we told you earlier in the podcast, our month of January and February, our lives were already crazy and scary of like we didn't know where our income was going to come from or what kind of career I wanted to have. So we joked that when this whole outbreak happened that the rest of the world was just catching up with our craziness.
That's true.
Everyone's life is different. Everyone's trials, whatever you want to call them, like is all subjective to like what we were going through in January and February. It was like really hard for us, but maybe not hard for other people. But overall, like... Yeah, you can't really be woe. Like, we could be woe is me. Like, I'm supposed to be at Disneyland right now, but a lot of people were supposed to be at Disneyland right now, not just us. And so,
we're okay.
I hope a lot of people can recover from this. I hope the economy doesn't tank. Like, I hope, I don't know. Like, when the analyst for Wall Street or some analyst came out and said that he doesn't think that Disneyland parks are going to open until 2021, like, I can't even imagine.
That's crazy. That's not official Disney.
It's not. But so. I can't even imagine how Disney, like, can recover not making that much money. For a whole, they did have like 10 movies last year that made all over $1 billion.
Yeah,
so.
And they have Disney Plus that everyone has now. Let's
I know, but like the parks are a huge part of their revenue.
Yeah, that's true.
And who knows how their financial books. Like, what if they were in debt in other places because they were borrowing from other places? Like,
that's true.
You just hope that Disneyland as a company, as far as the Disney parks, like, because what? How many times has Disneyland in the history of since it opened in the 60s been closed?
They do not close.
So 9/11, it closed 9/11.
Times, I think.
The 70s it closed, right?
Yeah. Was it for the...
Vietnam or...
No, Kennedy assassination? Yeah. What was that?
That was in the late 60s, I think.
Yeah.
So the park had only been open for a few years.
Uh-huh. It closed that day. It closed for 9/11. And
maybe a
handful
of other times.
They didn't even close when Walt died. They purposely stayed open.
Yeah. So, like, it's crazy. Like,
they
this
just
park,
don't close.
Disneyland's been closed for, a month and a half now?
Yeah. This is crazy.
And
they
just recently had to stop paying their employees. They paid their employees all the way up until April 18th, and now they've had to furlough everybody. But they did say that they were honoring still PTO and like sick leave hours.
That's good.
And then they would also honor anyone's health insurance between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, well, because they're still furloughed.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work. You feel bad for those employees, though. Hopefully they
Yeah, I know. It's
right.
crazy. Hopefully everyone's doing good. Go ahead and message me if you want to talk or something on the Instagram, or if you have my number, if you know me that well, you can text me. But like I said early in the podcast when Jessica was gone taking care of our daughter, I am going to go back to just doing random topics all the time just so I can get the podcast up and running again and do it more often and to keep practicing. I feel like my muscles have been a little weak as of late as far as podcasting. But yeah, anyway, this has been episode 81 of the John Lyon Podcast. Anything else you wanted to say, Jess?
Nope. Good night.
Jessica's birthday is in 2 days.
Yay.
And she'll be. Do you want to say your age?
Sure. I'll be 33, but I look 25.
Nice. I'll be 33 later this year. So we're getting old. But anyway, hopefully the world will start getting back to the normal a little bit and we can get onto our Disneyland trip. And a lot of people can get back to their plans of what they had planned this year. So, and again, stay tuned. It's not confirmed, but we would like to do possibly a travel podcast when we get our travel consulting business underway, when we're planning more trips, going on more trips ourselves. And then also...
Oh, we're ready. If you are interested in a trip coming up for, you know, end of this year or next year, reach out to us. We got you.
Yeah, Jessica's more ready than I am. I'm still doing the training, but if you needed help, I could do it and she could help me do it. So... Anyway, that's kind of our plans for the future, planning trips for other people and going trips on our own, kind of creating a new culture for our family of adventure. And
good night.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace.